Bonneville. While the last few years have posed continuous challenges for businesses, hope is on the horizon, said Bonneville and District Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Serena Parsons. Right now, transitioning in the post-COVID world, we're seeing labor shortages, labor retention struggles, ongoing supply chain challenges and just challenges in getting not just any talent, but the talent that businesses need for their organizations, Parsons told Lakeland this week. Held on April 12 at the Bonneville and District Centennial Center, Level Up Lakeland was the brainchild of the Chamber and Community Futures Lakeland. Based on surveys and questionnaires from Chamber members, we wanted to bring a multifaceted event to the region that took place over a one-day period, explained Parsons. And the one day is important, because businesses are doing more with less. So, to get away from day-to-day operations is challenging for many businesses. Level Up Lakeland featured three workshops during the day followed by a career fair in the afternoon. The workshops included Working Relationship and Leadership, An Attitude Not a Title, run by Brad Kotowich. The third workshop was centered around cultural awareness and was run by Dr. Patricia Makokas and Sarah Herchabais. The workshop was titled We Are in This Together, a learning experience of history, truth, reconciliation and building allyship. Parson says it is important for businesses to be proactive, instead of reactive when it comes to how they are managing their operations. Businesses are operations focused, and because of the labor challenge, there's not a lot of time for business owners, especially small business owners, to think about growth, the future leadership of their staff, and the things that really help with overall staff retention, she said. This keeps many business owners in a state of reacting rather than planning and preparing for the future. Even though the chamber hears time and time again that more resources and events are needed to help connect workers to employers and build a competitive edge, events such as the career fair and workshops see low registration up until the week before the event. Low registration for events is a key indicator that tells me that businesses don't know if they are going to be able to manage anything extra. They need it. They want it. But do they have the resources to attend it? Said the executive director. For businesses to retain the talent that they have, they need to be proactive. Employees like to have training. Employees like to feel as though their skills and abilities are valued, but they also want to be challenged and gain new skills. That's where the workshops come in, said Parson. In the current labor market, skilled workers can be selective in the positions they apply for. They can be somewhat particular about where they go, where they work, and what the dynamics of that job look like. People now expect either a work-from-home component or they are looking for more flexibility, she said. Now, how do we as employers continue our operations while changing with the way the workforce dynamic is? She questioned. Despite the challenges that lie in the rearview mirror and those that lie ahead, Parson says the business community is feeling optimistic about the future.